Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
According to InfoWars.com, Google's Eric Schmidt, the CEO, says that this is the title of the article, Greasing the Skids for the Internet Brain Chip. I mean,
say
think
that
about
again.
That. It's,
greasing
a, it's called
what?
Greasing. Like, this is the title of the article.
Right.
Google's Eric Schmidt greases the skids for the Internet Brain Chip.
Wow.
It goes on. Google CEO Eric Schmidt greases the skids for the Internet Brain Chip during a speech at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland early today. And this was written January 22nd, as the article was. And he predicts that it'll be the end of the World Wide Web as an external concept.
Wow.
I know. Who'd have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? You know, asked how he saw the internet developing in the future, Schmidt says, I will answer very simply that the internet will disappear. It will totally disappear. He said there will be so many IP addresses, and let me explain to you what IP address is. It's like everything you have. Your phone has an IP address. Your computer has IP address.
Tablet.
I think boxes of cereal have IP addresses now, I guess. But he says that there will be so many IP addresses, in other words, identifying numbers for everything, so many devices, sensors, things that you are wearing, things that you are interacting with, that you won't even sense it. He says it will be a part of your presence at all times. Imagine you walk into a room and the room is dynamic. And and with your permission, everybody goes, yep. That's how they get permission for things. And with your permission, all of that, you know, you are interested in, and it says, and you are interacting with the things going on in the room. I mean, you're actually interacting it. It's like these virtual games that they're playing now, right?
Right. I think Bill Gates has a house like that, I think.
And not like this is even, this is, you know. So Schmidt, who previously caused controversies amongst privacy advocates, is talking about planting this chip inside of folks. And so, and he's talking about the end of the internet as you know it. And Revelations talks about that. So I don't know how long we're going to be able to use technology as we're using it. We're not dependent. The adversary is dependent on technology, but you know, we have God.
That's right.
We have the Holy Spirit. We have Jesus. We have all of the angels who are servants of those who are the heirs of salvation. We already had a network prior to Google having one. And it's just like these days we're coming to that point where that he says that you'll basically walk and you'll talk and it'll recognize your voice. And in my very first, I remember, here you go, like this. You move out. There you go. See, isn't that amazing? That is so amazing. Pat's getting the Saints tickets. Anyway, originally when they came out with voice recognition software, you know, I do have a bit of an accent.
Yeah,
a little bit. Not as bad as Steve Kalaszewski's southern accent.
Okay.
But I started talking to this thing, trying to, this is great. You can just talk and have a type. This is sometime back. And I kept on trying. You had to train it. I'm like, I'm not even trained. How can I train it? Yeah. Right. And finally, it's like Hick learned to type. You know what I'm saying? but now I can talk and it recognizes my voice. Mm-hmm. You know, you say, hello, Siri. It's like, hello, Greg. How are you doing today? Are the Saints still losing? I mean, different questions to ask you things. And so, you'll be able to talk to this chip he's talking about. Think about that. This chip and this computer, you'll interact that way with the web. And it's getting close to that. It's just things haven't converged to that point right now. And that's how close we are. And he says that there will be an image of the beast. I mean, an image of the beast. And the very first logo, the very first piece of artwork, because there's always this unique artwork, you know.
Mm-hmm.
On Google search area, the very first one years ago, of all the things it could have been, it was the Burning Man. It was the Burning Man, where they, you know, build this wooden statue thing in the wilderness and in the desert and catch it on fire and dance around it and chant and all that.
We'll make that related for you.
And it's just like, wow. you know, wow, you know, do no evil. And it's like, but it's the definition of evil is pretty
broad, I would say.
Yeah, but it's one thing that, you know, we all are finding out is that, you know, every man has sinned.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's coming to that conclusion. You know, all have fallen short, and we all need a savior. But once we get to that point and get the religion out of us, you know, we can really, you know, win the world for Christ.
Yeah.
And I think all that's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but yeah, he's talking about talking to the chip.
Wow.
In your brain.
Isn't Google the company that has a Ray Kurzweil working for them, and he's wrote a book about how to develop a brain?
Yes, yes.
A technological brain that mirrors and functions at the same level, if not better.
Right. Yeah, and they're really working on that. And you think about the neuroreceptors. You can build anything you want to build, and you can obviously clone things, but you're not God.
Right.
There's a spirit. You know, we're spirits that have a body that possess a soul. We're not a body that functions
right
outside of our spirit beings. And so you can't create a spirit. Mm-hmm. The spirit says, you know, that when a man dies, that his body goes back to the earth from where it came, but his spirit goes back to God who sent it. And when God created Adam, he breathed Zoe life. He breathed Zoe life, you know, into Adam.
Mm.
And that's the spirit of God coming into Adam. And that's so important to understand that we should not be living our lives off this body concept. And we're constantly focused on, you know, body, 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 not spirit. And with that, you know, here we are at this point. They're just talked about it in this 2015 about putting a chip in our brains. And so many people were wanting to do more. But, you know, we got to learn to be content. We got to learn to be content where God has us
right.
In the information that we do have. You know what I'm saying?
And why would you want any information, all this gathering
that
God hasn't given you? Hello!
Who wants to know? I mean, the blessedness of knowing nothing.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Just to know nothing,
make
possess
that chapter
nothing.
Three.
And we just want to pray today, as a matter of fact. Yeah, we just want to come together as a crew and pray. And, you know, Steve, you can lead us in prayer. We just want to pray for you. And we want to pray that... we want to pray that, you know, God would be with you and that despite what's going on, to encourage you in the Lord. Can you lead us in prayer?
Yes. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for these words of encouragement. We thank you, Lord, that you are the truth, God. You said that, you know, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, but we can take heart in you. We can find our peace in you. And we just say, have your way, Lord. You're in control. And we just glorify you. And we just thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We just say, have your way, God. Teach us and guide us.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.